Bye, Dustin.
Huh?
Did I talk loud enough?
You were doing very well. Very well. I'm real proud of you. Just need to slow down a little bit and we'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah. Come again, please.
We are ready.
We're ready. Whack. Okay. We have some visitors. Okay, we have the... this is the regular session, September 22nd. And first item on the thing is the roll call. So, Mr. Up, Mr. Berman.
Here.
Mr. East is excused. Mr. Brannigan is here. Mr. Hanselman?
He's here.
Mr. Escobar is excused. And we have Mr. Bear.
Here.
Who's here? Okay. First order of business is the approval of the minutes of August 25th for the work session and August 25th for the regular session. So we would somebody like to push forward with a recommendation?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
So is there a second?
I second.
Oh, thank you. Okay. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And abstain for me, I was not there.
Oh, one abstain, okay. So the meeting minutes are approved. So next we have the citizens and public comment. Anybody in the audience have any public comment or anything? No, okay, we can pass that one. So we now move into public hearings. And the first public hearing is file number 2-CUP-25. A conditional use permit for Toyota of Newport. Hmm. So we have the staff report. Oh, well, you want me to do this first, okay. Bob is keeping me, okay. So... we have to have, for the record, and to keep us legal, we have a script for that I need to read. This is a time set for a public hearing on a proposal to adopt or amend the Newport Comprehensive Plan. Land use regulations contained in the Newport Municipal Code, map inventories, or other policy documents that affect the entire city or a large portion of it. And the public hearing that we're hearing today is the...
No,
not legislative hearing.
Quasi-judicial one.
I want the quasi-judicial one? Oh.
Yeah. And you might want
to... It was a long day.
I know. Before you start that, we got some more people up there that probably should be identified.
Oh, yeah, we do. So could the people on Zooming in or on the phone please identify themselves?
They're all wearing masks. Yes, my name's
Chip Walker. I'm the president of Custom Facilities. We're the architect, engineer, and general contractor for the Jackson Toyota project.
Okay, and we also have Daniela.
Hi, yes, I'm Daniela Furman, and I am part of the management team from the customer, the client side, which is Toyota of Newport.
Okay. Back to reading this here. This statement applies to all hearings on the agenda. All testimony and evidence presented toward the request being heard must be directed toward the relevant criteria in the Newport Comprehensive Plan, the Newport Municipal Code, or other land use regulations or standards which the speaker believes to apply to the decision. The failure of anyone to raise an issue accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to afford the Planning Commission and the parties an opportunity to respond to the issue will preclude appeal to the Land Use Board of Appeals, which is known as LUBA, based on that issue. An issue which may be the basis for an appeal to LUBA shall be raised not later than the close of the record at or following this evidentiary hearing. Such issues shall be raised and accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to afford the city decision makers and the parties an adequate opportunity to respond to each issue. The failure of the applicant to raise constitutional or other issues relating to proposed conditions of approval with sufficient specificity to allow the city to respond to the issue precludes an action for damages in circuit court. Prior to the conclusion of a hearing, any participant may request an opportunity to present additional evidence, arguments, or testimony regarding the application. If such a request is made, then the hearing will be continued to a date certain and a schedule set for submittal of additional testimony, a period for parties to respond to the new testimony, and a period whereby the applicant can provide final argument. And since we have some people that are Zooming, I need to briefly go over Zoom rules. This meeting is being conducted by Zoom video conference. Before we get started, I would like to provide staff a moment to identify the individuals that have dialed in. And I believe you two did. I appreciate it. A few ground rules that need to be covered. Individuals wishing to speak should use the raise hand feature, which can be found by clicking on the participants button on the bottom of a computer screen, the raise hand button on the bottom of a smartphone, or by dialing *9 on a landline. I will call out the order of testimony in cases where multiple hands are raised. Please keep your microphone muted unless you are speaking. Press *6 to mute and unmute a landline. Persons may participate by video or phone, and we can make the shared screen feature available for those that wish to make a presentation. Information shared with the Commission in this manner is part of the record, and a copy of the materials will need to be provided to staff. At this time, I would ask Commission members to disclose any actual or potential financial interest, bias, ex parte contacts, or site visits that they may have related to this agenda item.
Drive-by.
Yeah, I do drive-bys too.
Drive-by.
I don't own a Toyota, so I have to drive by.
You have to drive by, okay. Okay. If anyone present has an objection to the participation of any commissioner or the commission as a whole, please raise that objection now. No objections. Okay, thank you. This is a quasi-judicial hearing for the purpose of considering file number. Oops, my screen just went blank. File number 2-CUP-25, conditional use permit for Toyota of Newport. The Planning Commission may, at the request of a participant or on its own accord, continue the hearing to a date certain to provide an opportunity for persons to present and rebut new evidence, arguments, or testimony related to the approval criteria. A few other announcements I need to make. The hearing will proceed in the following order. We'll have a staff report, followed by the applicant's testimony. Then anybody, people who wants to speak in favor, followed by anybody opposed. And then the applicant is afforded a rebuttal, at which point the record will close for public testimony. And the commission will then deliberate, have questions, and make a verbal decision. A final order and findings will be prepared for consideration at the next meeting. Okay, next up is the staff report. Woohoo.
Woohoo. All right, Nina Vetter, city manager, get to deliver the staff report tonight. The applicant is seeking conditional use approval to replace the existing single-story auto dealership and repair shop with a new 23,909 square foot facility. The proposed building is smaller than the 26,000 square foot version that Planning Commission approved in 2022. The building footprint has slightly shifted to the west and elements were removed from the south-facing elevation. Proposed parking is very similar to the original application, with one material difference of the addition of parking between the proposed building and 101. Required parking to the south of the building and inventory parking north of the building and along the west property line is identical to the original proposal. The same is true with respect to the driveway locations and alignment. Perimeter landscaping and placement of all landscape islands is similar to the 2022 concept with some minor adjustments. All existing buildings will be removed. The applicant's site plan, emergency vehicle, circulation plan, building elevations, and floor plan are all included, as is the 2022 site plan. As you know, per municipal code, auto sales are classified as a bulk retail use that require conditional use approval. Vehicle repair is also a conditional use in the zone. In our code, conditional use has four specific criteria that staff analyzed. Upon analyzing the compliance to the four specific criteria, the staff recommendation is that this application for an auto dealership with a showroom and vehicle repair can satisfy the approval criteria for a conditional use, provided conditions are imposed as outlined in the staff report. And that is the staff report for this evening.
Okay. Thank you, Nina. Okay. Next up is the applicant. So we have whoever representing the applicant come forward and state your name and what city you live in, your address.
Better
sit down.
Please.
Yeah, please make yourself comfortable.
My name is Steve Jackson. I'm the owner of Toyota of Newport. I live in Rockwall, Texas.
Okay. And you want to describe what we're doing here?
What we're basically doing here, is...
Some of us were here in 2022, so somewhat familiar.
Over 50-year-old building that's leaking profusely. The building that had been there over 50 years and it's been leaking profusely, and the lot's been a horrible mess since we've owned it. And we've finally got to the point where we want to replace it. Toyota's given us an opportunity to do that, and that's where we're here.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
This has nothing to do with this specific thing. Does your company own a Toyota over in Corvallis?
We own several dealerships in the valley. We own Corvallis Toyota. We also own the Subaru store in Albany, the Hyundai store in Albany, the Chrysler Jeep Dodge store in Albany.
I thought so, but I was just...
Yeah.
I figured they were all tied together somehow.
I wonder if you could potentially maybe save us some time and just talk about the changes from what we approved last time around 2022 to this time.
Biggest difference...
And if there's any significant implications to those changes.
Okay. The biggest difference, the biggest change that we made was the contractor architect. We had the same architect and contractor when we started the project back in 22 that did the buildings over in Albany. And we ran into some issues with them, and I decided not to carry them forward over to this project. We hired Chip Walker and his company, and he wasn't comfortable with certifying that company's plans, so he drew up his own, and we were able to trim out a few thousand feet, which saved a few dollars in the total project cost. But the biggest difference was is the contractor for me. But all in all, everything else is pretty much the same. The building looks the same. It's just a tad smaller. There were some spaces that didn't need to be there.
OK.
Okay, and have you had a chance to look at the conditions that Derek has proposed to go along with any approval?
No.
Anybody else? Oh, okay, so you... Yeah, I
have a question.
But yet, well, you're okay. The boss.
Pardon?
Chip was maybe going to say something on the
Zoom. Okay, Chip?
Yes, good evening. A quick thank you, Sherry. Your information to get online and all that just worked perfectly, so I appreciate that. I do this a lot, and sometimes technology cannot be our friend. I wanted to walk through the staff recommendations very, very quickly. I think number one has been satisfied. Number two has been satisfied. Number three, we will identify on our site plan the electrical charging locations. That's pretty easy. Same with B in access to queuing and service reception, the bicycle rack and parking spaces for lock and closure. That's also easy. Item D, we subscribe to the Dark Sky Society lighting covenants and codes. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but we use 100% zero cutoff fixtures, so there is no light bleeding. It's just great stuff, and I use that on all my projects. Identifying a loading zone, again, we can put that on the site plan. And then I know that we had to update and finalize our landscaping plan, which is now finished. But we waited until, this hearing was completed. So any other additions or edits we need to make to the plans, we wanted to give you all plans one last time. But as Mr. Jackson said a minute ago, this is an updated project from a few years ago. Not a lot has changed. The building's laid out probably a little more efficiently than it was for the needs to provide service and sales to the community. Happy to answer any questions, but appreciate staff's input and their recommendations, and really don't see many concerns with adhering to those.
Chip, I got a question. So,
yes, sir.
I assume we're tearing the old building down, from what Mr. Jackson's comment. So
after the new building's up, yes, sir.
Okay, so the new building would be behind or to the side of the old building.
Correct.
Correct.
Okay. And then my other question is, you're going to put in public EV charging stations?
Correct, and those are required by Toyota as well.
How many, just out of curiosity? Two?
I'd have to go back and look.
At least eight, I think, from the calculation.
Yeah, two is required, I think.
Huh?
I think two is required.
Two is required. I thought it was one for every five spaces. That's what Derek said in his report.
Oh, did he? I didn't read that.
At least that's what I read. I might be wrong.
Is it two?
I don't know.
I thought it was two.
Yeah, he knows.
It's in here somewhere.
Okay.
It's HB 2180, if that helps.
Let's see.
14.4050.
Electrical service and conduits for 20%.
Right.
But that's not necessarily the stations. You're right. But
correct. It's the ability to do that.
I have a couple of questions. Can you describe what that landscape frontage along the highway will look like? The one change I think that was significant from 2022 is the building was a little closer, and there was a disconnect between the parking. Now it's just a sea of parking along the frontage. So what attempts to mitigate that as kind of this is a kind of a gateway property. What will that frontage look like?
I can refer you to the landscaping plan, which were required plant elements. We can do a rendering for you if that's helpful. Always the tough part with a car dealership is it's not like Walmart where you can walk in and you're going to buy a pair of jeans and you go to the shelf and look at those jeans. Our shelf space is outside, so that is the display area. So that's always the tough part about car dealerships.
Can, oh. Well, I appreciate the offer to see a rendering later. That doesn't do us any good tonight. So we have to, we're here to make a decision tonight. Right. Can you describe how shielded the vehicles will be from the road? Or are we looking at, like, low growies, nothing over 2 feet? Just a sense of what that vegetative
Yes, that would be correct. These yeah. would be, yes, I think that's a fair reflection. These would be lower growing plants. And again, the idea is not to hide the cars. Is to make them visible through the drive-by, but make a certainly a buffer from sidewalk to landscape to display parking. And in the landscaping plan, it will have a complete list of not only location, but plant material.
Right. We just don't have the benefit of seeing that. So where will... garbage be picked up? I was looking for that location on a site plan and I couldn't find it, but I might have just missed
the what?
The garbage trash enclosure. Is there?
I didn't see
where one. Is that going to be and what's the circulation?
The dumpster enclosure is to the I want to make sure I have my directions correct. It is in the back left of the building, and that is a corral with gated doors so that the dumpsters themselves are screened.
Okay, and it does comply to our municipal code requirements as far as approach width and door size and things?
That is my understanding, yes.
Okay.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
I'm looking at... this is a rather odd comment. I want you to be sure that your emblem and your Toyota sign meet the requirements of this community. We had an unfortunate situation a year ago, which was not pleasant for any of us. So please make sure you read the ordinance carefully. So the dimensions of your signs do not exceed what the city permits. We want this to go flawless for you. My only other comment.
Thank you. We do too, and we. I will make a note of that to make sure we are in compliant. But I know that's part of our sign package responsibility.
Yeah. Well, it was ours too, and we stepped in the bucket. So.
Sorry.
It happens. Yep. I would like to thank you for being a dark skies architect. That's important to some of us, maybe many of us. And you would have heard about it had you not mentioned it.
I've been a card-carrying member of the Dark Sky Society since 2008.
Good man. Good man.
Wow.
It's good stuff. It just simply makes good neighbors.
Okay. Are there any other I have one final specific question. So when would this project get started? Next spring or in the...
No, we've already received our demo permit. There are four or five older metal-sided buildings that come down first that are in the construction area. We're establishing a construction perimeter and fence. We have those plans laid out. So this is kind of our last step. We are ready to go. We have 100% approval from Toyota. We have been out to bid on different facets of the job for a couple weeks. And this is kind of pending your approvals.
Okay. So we won't be seeing you again because it got delayed somehow again. You know, okay, great, wonderful.
The staff report mentions coordination with ODOT for the driveway that opens onto the highway. Are you doing that currently?
We are currently working with that right now to make sure that everybody understands what is going to happen with that corner. We have I believe my project manager is in the room as we speak. Jeff's been on site for about 3 or 4 weeks. I know he's met with council members. I know he's met with the Plan Commission. He's done a good job of organizing that, and ODOT is one of the things on his list.
Okay.
Any other specific questions? Okay, well, in the following order, here we go. Are there any persons in favor other than the applicants here? Oh, okay. Anybody opposed? Not hearing any. Obviously, there's no rebuttal by the applicant because there was no opposition. So with that, the record is closed for public testimony, at which point in time, the commission will now, among themselves, have brief deliberation, if necessary, questions, and come up with a verbal decision. Okay. So, would somebody like to, put a member of the Planning Commission, to make a recommendation, please?
Well, don't we always go through everybody in here?
Yeah, we all have to deliberate.
We don't have to? Okay, we won't.
Okay.
We don't have to do that.
As far as I can tell, that Toyota has been a great asset to the city. We don't have a lot of big organizations here, and it's really nice, and particularly for the tourists that need emergency repairs, not to have to send them to Corvallis on a tow truck. So it's a wonderful thing that you're here, and we appreciate the money you're putting in to upgrade that whole part of South Beach. Is eventually going to have a lot more upgrades, and it's nice to have you there as an anchor. Right. So thank you for that.
Okay, unless anybody else?
I said my bit to Mr. Walker. But thank you, Mr. Jackson, for upgrading and coming this evening all the way from Texas. So
see what's like.
You picked a great day to be on the coast, though.
Yeah. good day in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, it was a good day to be
on. Well, I move we approve file 2-CUP-25 with the conditions as enumerated in the staff report.
I'll second that.
Okay. We have a recommendation and we have a seconding. All those in favor of approving the applicant's request, which was 2-CUP-25, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed or any abstains? Hearing none.
All right, let's go build something.
It's approved.
Yes. Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Welcome. And I think, let's see here. I think that kind of wraps it up, other than director comments.
My comments are thank you for having me tonight. This was fun.
We couldn't have done this without you.
That's right.
Clearly, yeah.
Very good reading of the staff report.
Yeah, thank you.
Derek would be proud. It'll allow you to come in anytime you would like. And okay. Let him, he can go off to dinner.
Offer him an extended vacation.
Right. Okay, with that, at 7:33, the regular session has come to a close. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, y'all. Good to see you.
Great seeing you.
Yeah.